South Carolina bans CBDCs, crypto payment taxes, and new law. South Carolina has enacted one of the most expansive state-level crypto laws in the country, banning state taxation of crypto payments, codifying self-custody rights for residents, and prohibiting state agencies from accepting or piloting a central bank digital currency. CoinDesk first flagged the signing on May 20, 2026, citing the bill text moving through the state legislature. The package puts South Carolina alongside a small group of states, including Florida and Tennessee, that have taken legislative action against any future federal CBDC rollout. It also goes further on the tax side than most by removing a state-level frictional cost on using crypto at the point of sale. Three rules baked into one bill. The law lands three separate provisions in a single act. First, residents who pay merchants in crypto will not face additional state-level taxation triggered by the act of spending. Existing capital gains and income tax exposure under federal rules still applies. The state is removing its own layer, not preempting the IRS. Second, the bill writes self-custody into state law. Residents have a protected right to hold private keys and use non-custodial wallets, and the state cannot require licensing or registration for simply storing crypto on personal hardware or software wallets. Third, no state agency, contractor, or public university can accept, test, or pilot a CBDC issued by any central bank, including a future digital dollar from the Federal Reserve. The provision also bars state procurement from being conditioned on CBDC compatibility. Federal CBDC remains a separate fight. A state cannot block the Federal Reserve from issuing a digital dollar. What this bill does is refuse to integrate one, if it ever ships. State tax collection, benefits disbursement, university tuition, and DMV payments would all be walled off from a Fed-issued digital currency under the new framework. That has practical limits. If a CBDC ever launched and federal benefits used it, residents would still receive and spend it. The state is restricting only its own surface area. The political signal still matters. With Republicans pushing a permanent federal CBDC ban into a housing bill ahead of a House vote, state-level statutes give the federal effort a coordinated backstop. The self-custody clause is the underrated provision. The CBDC headline will get the attention, but the self-custody language is the part with the most immediate practical effect. Several states have flirted with money transmitter rules that could, depending on interpretation, sweep in software wallet developers and even certain non-custodial card issuers. South Carolina's law puts a statutory floor under non-custodial wallet use. That matters for spend-from-your-own-wallet products specifically. Cards like Gnosis Pay, MetaMask Card, and Ledger CL operate by debiting a user-controlled wallet at the moment of purchase rather than holding custody. A state law that explicitly protects self-custody removes a potential argument for treating those products as money transmission at the state level. Tax exemption is narrow, but not trivial. The state tax exemption on crypto payments does not turn South Carolina into a zero-tax jurisdiction for crypto. Federal capital gains rules still apply to every disposition. Sales tax on the underlying goods or services still applies. What is gone is any additional state-level tax that would otherwise be triggered by the act of paying in crypto rather than dollars. For most spenders, that translates into clearer record-keeping and one fewer layer of state tax exposure when a card converts crypto to fiat at checkout. The practical lift to user behavior is modest. The signaling effect on issuers and merchants choosing where to base operations is larger. Other states are watching. South Carolina is now the latest state to ship a bundled pro-crypto framework rather than a single-issue bill. Florida's CBDC ban from 2023 was tighter in scope. Wyoming's Special Purpose Depository Institution Charter Framework runs more on the banking side. South Carolina is unusual in stacking a tax provision, a custody provision, and a CBDC provision in the same act. Lobbying groups are already pointing to the law as a template. Whether other state legislatures pick up the full three-part structure or just the CBDC piece will become clearer over the next few sessions. As of May 20, 2026, the South Carolina version is the most comprehensive state-level statute of its kind.